Comic books tell the story of larger-than-life characters. In the mid-1800s, the comic books of the day took one unassuming mountain man and turned him into a frontier superhero. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
John Carson is the great-grandson of mountain man Kit Carson. He says his ancestor wasn't nationally known until he began guiding for John Fremont. Fremont's reports mentioned Carson, but it was something else that propelled him to 19th-century fame.
Dime novels were the big thing back then, which were basically comic books, and they were crazily inaccurate. Kit's a little guy, 5'5", 5'6". They describe him being, 6'3", 6'4". Holding Indians up in both hands, that kind of thing.
Even though Kit was described as a frontier superhero, he wanted the public to know the truth about his life.
Of course, he didn't write, so he dictated his autobiography, mainly to dispel all the stuff that was in those dime novels.
Kit was married three times. The first two wives were Arapaho and Cheyenne, respectively. His third wife, Josepha, was from a prominent Catholic family in Taos.
A lot of them became Mexican citizens and or Catholic so that they could get a license, because Americans couldn't get a license to trade in Mexican territory. Plus, again, getting married also would have been a thing.
Kit and Josepha had eight children.
My grandpa, Charles, was the youngest boy of Kit and Josepha. And Kit and Josepha both died in 1868, leaving all those kids behind. And Tom Boggs, who had a non-fortified settlement just east of here, he raised the kids till they were old enough to get out on their own.
Many of the descendants still live in the area, including John, who enjoys sharing stories of his great-grandfather and the mountain men that once blazed the trails westward. Traveling the countryside in La Junta, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.